I was thinking this week. And I came upon what I believe to be the worst idea ever. New Year's resolutions. All of you had made New Year's resolutions. And I will take on any argument that you might have that this may not be the worst thing ever. It's the worst idea ever. Because the reason I say this is because there are always four good things, right? There are always good things for yourself, always good things for other people. So, for example, you might decide to make a resolution that you will eat well in the coming year, or that you will dedicate yourselves to exercise or spending more time with family and friends. Or you might think of ways in which you can help others in taking up a cause or volunteering time. All of these are good and the best intentions possible, and yet we fall short. We know they're good for us, we know they're good for other people, and yet we still stumble along the way. All of you had ever made a resolution at one time or another, right? And I want to ask, and I will make a prediction that most resolutions, you've disappointed yourself by whatever today's date is, January 11th, right? Just this year, Allison made a resolution on New Year's Day. She came to me with her resolution. "I will stop telling you what to do all the time," she said. Then she went on and said, "I wrote down your resolutions for you." The shortest resolution ever. But we have good intentions, but yet, try as we might, yet we fall short. And then we celebrate the Gospels that are good news for us. The Gospels begin in different ways. Matthew and Luke will emphasize the Christmas story, the birth in Bethlehem, the shepherds, the angels, the wise men. We talked last week of John and his Gospel. He begins with his Christmas message in four words. The Word became flesh. The presence, the mind of God, the self of God was seen in Jesus. God is with us. Mark begins sharing his good news in a different way. Mark celebrates the fulfillment of the teachings, the traditions of the people of Israel. For hundreds of years, there have been a series of covenant promises to restore and retain the relationship between God and his people. This is within a tradition in which God was placed in the highest heaven. There were believed to be a series of heavens, and God was in the one that was most distant. And throughout the generations, throughout the years, the people would try to hear from afar just the echo of God's voice, instructing them, guiding them, leading them in life. But the good news in Mark is that in Jesus, the voice of God comes to us directly. And so whether it be the baby in the manger, the Word that became flesh, all of the good news proclaim God is with us. In the history of Israel, they look to the waters of the Jordan River, the focal point of the Exodus, where the people had passed through the waters in order to realize their freedom, to realize the covenant of being the people of God and entering into a new land and into a new age, a covenant that went back to Abraham. And now through John the Baptist, the focal point once again becomes the waters of the Jordan, where God makes the Exodus story happen once again. Where the people come to those waters in order to recognize a sense of freedom, and once again, how the people are to be set free, and how Jesus enters these same waters to share the experiences and to share the journey of his people. And that the journey will be made together. God is with us. Two young women decided that their resolution would be that they would again look at their diet. And they decided to become diet partners. So they thought that would be great how they could help each other. And we all need help. One of them said, you know, the time will come when I will get an urge for a burger and fries, and I'll call you. Her friend said, great, I'll ride with you. And so we celebrate the good news that God journeys with us, that God is with us. We read in Mark's account how the heavens are torn apart. Just these two words are significant and important. When something is torn, it's difficult, if not impossible, to put it together once again, to repair it. You've probably experienced that in some way. Maybe a fabric of clothes, maybe a ligament of some kind. But the heavens are torn apart and they're not to be closed. They will never be the same. That the barriers have been torn down and God is among us. A new age has arrived. So we celebrate the good news, the promise of God's presence in life. To Jesus, the words are spoken, my son, the beloved. To us, the words are spoken, my child, my delight. For God sees us not as ourselves. Ourselves with our best intentions and our hopes and yet our struggles. But God sees us as we are in Jesus. In the relationship that we have. And so we journey. We journey together and we share in that vision. We share in a vision in which we can be changed and we can be molded and we can be created anew each and every day. We share in a vision in which we live our lives with a heavenly dimension that we bring into the world. We move ahead with confidence, with hope, and with assurance. We celebrate the good news. God is with us. And so I'll close with sharing with you my New Year's resolution. So far, I've done okay. I will assume full responsibility of my actions, except when it's someone else's fault.